Good evening, welcome to Saturday Night Live. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. It's good to be back among the living again. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find an net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Good evening, Bob. This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And so far it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
Good evening, Kevin. Okay. Might as well turn it right back to you again. And hope you had a fine day today. A little bit on the cool side and a lot of fog here in the morning, but anyway, how was your day? KD2FPM.
Well, hello, Bob, and everyone on board for the Saturday Night Live edition of the Boonville Amateur Radio Club network here. And KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I'm just kind of unwinding, and I'll tell you, I was overloaded today. Granted, it was a cooler day, so that helped matters out. Ran over to my fire chief's house, went to have a serpentine belt installed on the front of the Jeep, and I said, I feel a funny wobble up in the front end. I can't decide if it's a bearing or if it's a ball joint issue. And so we got it up in the air, and boy, I'll tell you what, my fire chief, he looked at me, he says, and this is Matt, KD2JWC, he said, I think we've got a bearing problem going on. So we got toying around with it. Boy, I'll tell you what, I think God's good graces was just holding those bearings together, because it was quite wobbly. So had a new set sent over, and we popped them babies on, got the thing all back together and buttoned up, and I don't have any more death wobble in the front end of the Jeep, which makes my day. So we got 50 degrees on the outside right now. Looks like it's going to be a little bit chilly tonight, and those higher elevations could possibly see some frost, and also tomorrow night. So any tender vegetation there, you might want to get it covered up for the night. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, yeah, it sounds like the bearing fixed it up for you. I know there's another thing that created a little bit of shake and wobble. That would be tire out of balance or a bad belt in the tire. And you wouldn't believe, being here on Route 28, I hear them coming up every day, going down every day. And boy, there's always one with a whoop, 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 whoop. And you wonder why they don't feel it either in the steering wheel or in the seat of the pants with a bad tire. But boy, I'll tell you what, certainly raises cane. I had one a couple of years ago, and it was one of those tires that had a whole lot of tread on it, but just seemed to give out long before its time. And I wasn't too thrilled about that, because they're not cheap anymore. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a cool day today, but we enjoyed it. We got out, we got a few things done. I started prepping for some of the items that could be froze. I know the forecast is for, well, you take it from the weather station, 35 degrees. Up here, you can drop it probably another 5, sometimes a little bit more. So, yeah, I disconnected a few things, drained a few things, and get everything prepared in the meantime. So, well, I'm glad you had a good day, and glad you got the Jeep fixed up and back in good, smooth running again. So I'm going to make another call for Echo Link stations, and I'll stand by for a bit, see if anybody else would like to check in. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2HBS.
KC2HBS. Tim, how's things your way? Hope you had a good evening, or good day today, anyway.
Well, today we had a good time with the Saturday night event. I don't know if you know what that is, on 7.1080 meters. And we had a good time down at Babe's, and it was enjoyable. Had a good dinner. On this frequency day, I have a hard time hearing you sometimes, but I turned the volume up, down. yeah, it was enjoyable. I had a good time. Don't cost much. Got a little bit too much food, I tell ya. They feed you down there. The boobs. Down there in Utica. North Utica? Oh. They gave me so much, I said, oh my God, what am I going to do with the rest of this stuff? Everybody's looking at me. Like, what the heck did you order? Well, I ordered a little bitty portion, but they brought out the great big portion. it was pretty funny, but a lot of worms from all over the Northeast and Southeast, New Hampshire, all over. A lot of them come over there, and it was great. I don't know if anybody noticed the Elmer. He's my Elmer. W2DES Walker Key up in this area. He's the one that got me started in this stuff. And, I've had some problems, but he straightened my rear end out. Okay, I don't know who to turn back to where he is. Back to that, yeah.
All right, very good, Tim. Sounds like you had a good day and enjoyed yourself. And that's what it's all about. And the weather was good. We can't complain. It's hung on for a while. Okay, with that, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
At 2PFM, good evening, Bob.
WA to you.
KC2AIG.
Okay, we've got three. Start with KD2AIT, WA2U, and N2PFM. George, yeah, we'll see what's going on with you. How are things up your way?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody on the net. Temperature here is 46 degrees. Temperature range, the wood stove is going, for sure. Temperature range today was 44 to 59, and boy, was it foggy this morning. Very, very foggy here. Just as soon as you got into it, I was told as soon as you got into Lowellville, the sun was out. It was terribly foggy this way for, almost into noon time. So that's how the situation was here. And yes, here in Lewis County, we are under a frost advisory for tonight and tomorrow night. So everything all taken care of and ready, and that's about it. Getting all prepped for winter. I found out if I wanted a bike home, I could get it. It's the same price as it was last year. What do you know? Something that didn't go up in price. What do you know? But that will say God bless, and 73s, and all, everyone else is doing very well out there. N2, PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I'll tell you what, I think we're, you know, we stretched it out for quite a while here with the warm weather, and I hope it continues on, right on into maybe a couple days before December, and then maybe an inch of snow, and that would work fine, but just my opinion. But I know we're going to get the frost, and especially in our area through around this way and your way and so on. So definitely turning, and normally we have a few days long before this that it's happened, so we've been lucky so far. All right, George, have a good evening and take care. Have a great day tomorrow. And we'll move along to John down in Hinckley. WA2U, John, what's going on?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Bob. Good evening to Kevin James and Tim and George and anyone else that's out there. I think that's all that's checked in here so far. 39 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And get a kick out of Tim's heads up on, it's funny as amateur radio, but we've got all the good places, especially when it comes to breakfast and coffee or whatever. But that's a good thing. Let's see, what did I do today? Boy, we had a busy day. Kathy worked out in the garden and covering up stuff and figuring out what to cover and what not to cover. And, you know, you get to a point, you got to watch your shirt. That might end up out in the garden, too, covering up something. But, yeah, we had enough stuff to take care of that. I got up this morning, and a friend of mine, Mark, and I went over to our camp, and I've been talking about building a deck over there, and the lumber's over there, and all the paraphernalia. So we went in there, and we thought, well, we'll get things started. And I thought it was going to be a real hassle putting down the blocks, and we put down the use a six large chimney box. And, well, you know, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, we walked out of there, and I've got to go in and put more screws in the joists. Use 2x6s and 2x8s all pressure treated. So in front of our camp now, there's a nice 8x12 deck. I want to put a railing on one side of it. It's kind of high up in case some youngsters or whatever get up there. I don't want them to, it's kind of a ways down. But I can take care of that. It was a great day for working outside. Generator started up. Everything went together. I've gotten to the point where I build stuff always in even numbers, 12x8 or whatever. You never see a 7-foot deck over here or you know, some odd size. So you get the lumber and Turner delivers it and piles it nice. So we got that done, and then Kathy and I took, we had a large chair out here that we had brought out Thursday for someone that recently had some surgery, so we wanted to make sure she was comfortable. We went to camp and bought it. We brought that back in camp today on the Power Wolf, so Kathy got to see the deck also. That was kind of neat. Kind of having a quiet evening. I'm going to go out and, I don't know if I'm going to sit on the deck. I might sit in the shop and I guess have a cigar, so. And get up early tomorrow. We're gonna go to the barn fest with someone who's never been on a Sunday. It ought to be interesting. So I'll turn it back over to you, Bob, and say good evening. Good evening to everyone. And it's nice and warm in the house here. There's a lot of residual heat. So no fans, no windows open now. So it's about 65, 70. So. The furnace is ready to go and everything else is ready, but we're holding off. WATU back to that.
All right, very good, John. I'll tell you what, yeah, the heat's kicked on here a couple times, too. It's already dropping down there, and, yeah, I would expect that it's going to get probably in the low 30s, more than likely. But it sounds like, well, you put things together like I do. I use screws, no nails. Gave nails up years and years ago. You know, when you can build something, and even numbers is the way to go, but when you can build something with screws, you get a bad board somewhere or whatever, you can always back them out and put something in, but when you gotta wrench out those nails, sometimes they just don't cooperate. So, yeah, well, sounds like you're gonna have a nice deck there to enjoy a little more of the area. And, yeah, I don't think I'd be sitting out on the deck this evening either. Took the dog for a run earlier, and that was one area that goes by the lake, and that wind come off the lake, and it was frigid. And I said, I'm getting my sorry butt back home, along with the dog. So, anyway, John, have a good evening, and take care. Have a great day tomorrow. KD2AIT, Jeff, how have you been? Hope you had a good day and the start of a good weekend.
Good evening, KD2AIT. Good evening to John, George, everyone else. I know somebody else checked in there in between me, but we're over here. We got the whole campus full of family tonight. All four kids are here, and so it's hard to hear what was going on the net, but I heard John in there, so we came up and stood in line, basically. But we're having a good time. We cooked out in the campfire tonight. We had some pork ribs here, and we got the campfire going, wood stove going here in the camp, because it is chilly here. It's not 39 like it is up there over in John's, but it's 43 here up here at camp, and it's chilly. It is definitely cool out there. There's no humidity whatsoever, so we're looking forward to do some bear hunting tomorrow morning, and we've seen a lot on the camera here, so we got our hopes up, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
All right, Jeff. Well, sounds like got a bunch of family there, and that makes it all worthwhile, just getting together and enjoying the day, the weekend, whatever, you know, and makes for just good company. Okay. Well, everyone have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AO Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Well, I had a good day today. I got out, waited, you know, we had the same thing here. We had a lot of fog. And it got pretty thick there for a while. It seemed like more so as the morning progressed. But then the sun came out and helped burn it off, and it gradually started getting warmer. But I got out there and I cleaned the gutters the other day, and I thought today is the day to put the screen up, keep the leaves out for a change so it doesn't block everything when we get these torrential downpours. But I got that done, and given the fact that we're going to get freezing temps overnight or the possibility thereof, I get into draining and taking some of the, well, I had water going down to the garage and the plumbing going down to it. All of that is drained and, well, turned off and drained anyway. And went down by the lake and took the water pump out, drained that, brought that up, winterized that. And I think the next thing is going to be, given a decent warm day, going to put everything away and maybe winterize the boat, cover everything up, call it good for the season. But that's going to be a sad day. But we get out in the garden this afternoon, late this afternoon, and was going to cover everything up, which we did anyway. But given the temperature possibility, we took all the tomatoes off the plants, and we had a good dealer. Red ones, not quite ripe, but we took them off anyway, so they didn't get frozen. And a lot of green ones turned out. Boy, when we counted them all up, brought them in the house, we had 26 of them, good-sized tomatoes, and then the cherry tomatoes, there had to be 24 of those. So. But the peppers didn't quite get to full maturity, so we're still, we've got those covered, and I've got a light under the tent out there, and hopefully it'll be enough where it'll sustain them for a bit or a night or two, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll have peppers. But I've got new plants on the way growing. So with that, anyway, enough of that jargon. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, always glad to hear you, Ray. How are things doing your way? Hope you had a good day.
We're down to 46 degrees. I went out to lock up, and the cats came in and was out in the backyard, and looked like another cat running across the yard. Turned on the flashlight, it was a skunk running for cover. But I serviced the furnace today, got that all set for winter, and on my list.
Yeah, I did that a while back, and a new filter on, and a new nozzle in it, purged everything out, ready to go, and run the test equipment on it, and it's doing just hunky-dory, so, and it's been on, and came on, no problem at all. All right, Ray, well, you have a good evening. Yeah, you had one of those smelly cats run across the yard. We see one of those every once in a while. Well, I hope you have a good evening, and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
One comment. WA to you with a query for Jeff.
Okay, we had a comment in there, and then John, so we'll go with the first comment. Go ahead.
Yes, this is KC2ACS. I have my volume all the way up, and three speakers in here, and I can just about hear you. And, I don't know. Well, that's okay, but everybody else, I have to turn the volume down, and I have to turn it up. And everybody else is blasting in here. And I have two outside speakers at my tent. And I don't want to bother the neighbors, but I don't know what it is. I'm very, very hard of hearing, but I got my volume all the way up, and I can just about hear you. I don't know what it is. KC2A3A.
All right, Tim. Well, we'll check with John. John, you having any copy or having any trouble copying me?
No, I'm not. It's WATU. Yeah, there is a difference in everybody's audio. I guess I'm just used to doing what Tim does. I turn it up and I turn it down, and there's a couple of other nets I do. So everybody's got different levels of audio. So there you go. But I don't know. We're off the knobs, I guess, but I've just taken that's the way it is. All the radios are different. And some of the repeaters are different, too, WATU. I know that's not a conclusive answer, but there you go.
Okay, John. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yeah, I had a query, WATU, for Jeff, if he can hear me in his environment.
Okay,
get him. Let me see, Jeff, are you there? And then I'll give you the query.
Roger, I'm here. It's loud here, but I can hear you.
You still have your hearing, so that might be, that might tell me the answer already. But you mentioned hunting season, you mentioned, I wonder if you're able to, did you make any new additions to your armament? I'm curious. You were going to do that in the same caliber as one of your rifles. I was wondering if you've done that. Congratulations. If you haven't, I guess maybe you're waiting for Christmas. W-A-2-U.
Roger. Negative. I have not added another addition to it yet. We're hoping to, but not quite yet. So we did a little bit of hunting here tonight, just a little bit here on the rough grouse, and we took quite a few shots, but still so thick up here. You gotta be quick. I mean, you gotta be Clint Eastwood quick to get these birds right now, because the minute they fly out, they're in the middle of the canopy, and you can't get them. It's just so thick out here right now. So anyway, we're having a good time up here, and we'll turn it back to net control. KD2AIT.
Roger on that. And Jeff, I was thinking when you said Clint, go ahead and make my day. Anyway, kind of funny that way. All right. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WIT with a quick comment.
Go ahead, John.
I'm relating to what Jeff's talking about, because where we are, if you had a rifle, I guess the only place is like just, you know, a road or out on a lake or something, because the trees around here are so thick, absolutely thick, except for the road, for instance, going into camp and stuff, so it's kind of a moot point. I guess you're out west in the Midwest, high-powered stuff is good, but here you're going to get very far. WAT back to that.
No, okay, yeah. I know what you mean there, being out in Colorado and Texas for a while. I'll tell you what, surprise you though, it's not near as thick as it is here. But you fire into the woods, you're guaranteed you're going to hit a tree. So, all right. Are there any comments? Any other comments or queries? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency on the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in this evening. We had Ray, Jeff, John, George, Tim, and Kevin down in Oneonta. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a great evening. N5 AOW clear.
KQ2HVS don't want to complain, but I got a ticket for going too slow one day, but the volume audio should go up, oh, just a little bit on this. Just a little bit. And at that, KQ2HVS, we could.
KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan currently on the 145-17. Stations for Octan, come now please. Says KB2KOJ for Octan.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan?
Says KD2.
WAIT, good evening. No traffic.
AD2AIT, hi Jeff. Thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octa? Okay. I'm going to make this a final call for Octen for stations with or without traffic. Anyone else before I head down to the southern tier of Norwich and Oneana? Anyone else for Octen? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear and changing to the 146 685 Norwich.
This is KC2HBS. Say one comment on this error. This is not 1922. People have to realize you cannot broadcast the way they did tonight. Other people can hear you. Some people can't. I had my volume all the way up. I can't believe it. And this is one of them not. I protest this one. And that's it. KC2HBS will be clear. But God, if you're going to do something, do it right, like they told me to do.